をさ僕たちは天使だった。空の上から愛の種を撒き散らして、この星から悲しみ消したかった。ねえ広いブルースカイ見上げていると雪が湧かないか。今でも
To my friends 早く行こう Honeyway と迷ったけれどバカMy friends, can I be on? Not even you, they don't feel no. I'm not
King Kino, he don't be fit to cheat.
Kakaroo!
Oh, gosh. Pause music. I was like... Well, I'm 24. This is my podcast, 24's podcast. I was kind of planning on having a, just a, you know, a podcast about music. We're probably going to try and listen to music right now. But I kind of wanted to deviate a little bit and talk about something else. That unfortunately happened.So, the legend, the creator of Dragon Ball Z, has passed. That creator is Akira Toriyama, who, I mean, among other things, he full stop. You can stop with Dragon Ball, obviously, and Dragon Ball Z.But he also helped animate and write, I guess, maybe not write the plot for Chrono Trigger, but some of Chrono Trigger. Like, if you've ever played Chrono Trigger, Chrono, the main character of the game, literally looks like Goku. Like his, or like a mix of Goku and Gohan, but with red hair. Like, that's him. It's a great video game. Highly recommend it if you haven't played it.But he passed, like, an hour ago before I got onto the podcast, which is shocking. It's shocking, and kind of my reaction to it was and is probably the exact same reaction as everyone else's. It's not like I'm sad that he's gone because I didn't know him personally. I'm happy that he was able to live such an awesome fucking life and create such awesome, amazing content. You know? Stuff that's super, super relevant to this day. Stuff that is rooted in our own pop culture. It's kind of insane when you think about it. I mean, Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball got started in the mid-1980s. And if I can have, like, a personal deviation...Because a lot of people are bringing up the work that he worked on throughout his life in high school. I am kind of going through this rough patch. I'm having issues really at home. I'm having issues at home a lot, right? And so for me, because I live in the country...I'm unable to really access the internet that much. So I kind of have to watch a lot of content. Or excuse me, not watch a lot of content. But if I like want to essentially watch movies and stuff like that because my parents owned the living room, I kind of had to go back to my room and watch content and play content. Play video games, watch movies. And so it allowed me to like buy movies and things of that nature. And one of my favorite purchases ever. And one of...easily my best purchases ever was the purchase of, I think, Dragon Ball Z season 5 and season 6 from like my Best Buy, which I had to drive into town. Like, I'm in an old Western movie. I had to drive into town to get to this Best Buy because I lived out of town. I lived in the country with no internet. So I drive in. Technically, it was my parents who drove me in because I didn't have my license because I was like 13, 14 years old. So I drive in. We pull up, or my parents pull up, to Best Buy. I see it on sale, you know, $20 for these Dragon Ball Z seasons. And at that point, in my life, I never really saw Dragon Ball Z from start to finish or through some of the major arcs. And the editions that I got were, I forgot what editions there are because there's multiple different editions of Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball's the first series of Dragon Ball. And then it goes to Dragon Ball Z. And then Dragon Ball GT. And then Dragon Ball Super. But nobody really talks about Dragon Ball GT. It's a made-up series that nobody really follows. And I agree with that. But Dragon Ball Z Season 6 really was... one of the best purchases I've ever made in my entire life, because it helped me get through the somewhat dreariness of high school. I'm on Crunchyroll.com and I'm like shopping for this. Hold on, some of these series. Give me a second to pull it up, because I'm getting really, you know, like figurines and stuff like that, movies. I'm not really getting the individual series. Give me like 1 second. I gotta pull it up. Here it is. I guess this is kind of it. They now have steelbook versions of them. Oh, they're Blu-ray. So they're like Blu-ray steelbook versions of the series. But when I was in high school, they weren't steelbook versions of the series. They were just regular old series or regular old DVDs, and they still kept the aspect ratio, the 4:3. Regardless, I picked up these series, bought a lot of them, I bought the back end of the Android series on the Android arc, and then also I bought the entirety of the Majin Buu arc and the Cell Games arc. So it was like, I got practically everything, all of the best arcs, pretty much. I got them all. And I remember watching them from start to finish for the first time, like just in love with the series, in love with all the characters, in love with Gohan, especially this, you know, this young boy who is kind of living in the shadow of his father. It's why I love Gohan as a character, and I'm kind of sad at what happened to Gohan throughout the series, because he kind of gets put on the back burner, and the series kind of refocuses and centers back on Goku. And Gohan, really, after the Cell Games arc, really never had another moment that equated to it. And Gohan learned so much, and I was so proud of him. And I always watched in high school the Cell Games arc, the ending, because it's a lot, and the beginning of the Majin Buu arc, where Gohan goes to high school, he meets Videl, who's his, you know, who's like his future wife and all this other stuff, and all this amazing stuff. And it's like Gohan is kind of like living a normal life, you know, which is something that I kind of wanted for him and something that he deserved. Here it goes. Crunchyroll has them. Weirdly enough, they're like more expensive than they were when I bought them. Like, they're $34 on Crunchyroll. And I was like, Crunchyroll, they were like $20 at Best Buy like 15 years ago. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Tell me what's going on. Or something like that. Sorry. Anyways, I'm in high school. I'm rewatching Gohan's arcs because I love them all. Rewatching Goku. And the Majin Buu arc, it's not my favorite arc. the Cell games, the Android, that's the best arc of Dragon Ball Z. I mean, that's not really controversial. I think everybody agrees. But I'm watching it as comfort food. And I really haven't watched Dragon Ball Z in a really, really long time. I really haven't. And the reason why is that, it's super fucking long. But then B, I kind of reached a point where I had seen it enough. I felt like I'd seen it a lot. I'd seen it enough. There's so many different editions and renditions of Dragon Ball Z, to be honest with you. I mean, there's Dragon Ball Z, the editions that I have. And then there's Dragon Ball Z where it's like the Blu-ray version of it. And then there's Dragon Ball Z Kai, which is like a new kind of like retelling of Dragon Ball Z. It's like a modern rendition. I personally prefer the original edition of Dragon Ball Z. And I loved the series. It just gets better and better with age. It's like seeing Akira Toriyama passing kind of makes me want to like go back and rewatch the Cell game series because of how much I loved it. But I mean, everybody essentially the conclusion is essentially the exact same. He meant a lot to a lot of people. He influenced a lot of people. Everybody, or not even influence a lot of people, he helped a lot of people go through a lot of different things, and his series that he created was fantastic. And as somebody who loved Dragon Ball Z, and saw, once again, at this Best Buy, this version of Dragon Ball Z called Dragon Ball GT and wanted to essentially like watch it because it was another edition of Dragon Ball Z. I was so excited to watch it and all that good stuff. Like seeing Dragon Ball Z on the shelves made me excited after I had seen all of the Dragon Ball Z TV shows and things of that nature. I was so excited for GT, and then I watched it and it was just an utter complete disaster, and it just ruined everything that Akira Toriyama essentially made. I was so heartbroken about it because I was so excited for more Dragon Ball Z, and it turns out that the end of Dragon Ball Z is essentially the end of Dragon Ball for almost 20 or 30 years. It's terrible. It really is. And I was quite happy that Akira Toriyama was like, this is when he went back and he created Dragon Ball GT, he's like, this thing, not GT, but Dragon Ball Super, he was like, this does not exist. GT does not exist. I refuse to acknowledge that this happened in the universe. It is not my fault that this company took all the characters, all the voice actors, created this god-awful TV show, and now we are left with this kind of huge, weird issue of, well, Goku is going back to a child, but he's now not a child. But, like, I like that he just said, this is not canon, this is not real life, pretend that it doesn't exist. Love that Akira did that when he came back to Dragon Ball Super. And then he made Dragon Ball Super. I wasn't really that into it, for me, personally speaking. It had some nice, interesting story arcs, and it went places that I felt like were really, really interesting places, like what happens if Goku essentially becomes the antagonist, and what happens if Trunks, future Trunks, has to like come back and to the past because of this evil villain, like multiple universes, multiverse, because there's multiverses and everything. And it to me, Dragon Ball Super had a lot of promise, but it didn't necessarily meet the level that it probably should have been. Like, we should have been juiced up for Dragon Ball GT, and people were. But it's not that it didn't live up to expectations. It's just that it wasn't as well made, in my opinion, as Dragon Ball Z. Kind of with a preference in mind here, or not a preference in mind, excuse me, but a caveat, if I can, I would take Dragon Ball Z, or excuse me, not Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super in a heartbeat over Dragon Ball GT. This isn't me saying, like, oh my god, I hate this, and da-da-da-da-da. It's just like, yeah, I would rather infinitely, every single day of the week, I would rather have Super over Z. Or, excuse me, oh, not over Z. Over GT any day of the week. I appreciated what Akira Toriyama also did with his, with kind of this, his hand in releasing Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, the video game where it's kind of this, like, action RPG where it essentially takes you through the entire timeline of Dragon Ball Z, the entire, like, story arc and things of that nature. I appreciated it. I didn't finish it because I was like, this is kind of just, like, a retelling of the anime, and I've seen the anime a lot. But I appreciated what he did, and I enjoyed the passion for the authenticity of the content. I think that's something that I can appreciate from the author, and really one of the main hands in not only one of the biggest anime series of all time, but one of the biggest manga series of all time. I can appreciate that he was very, in a lot of ways, ruthless. Hold on. Excuse me. In his desire to have his content be represented as it should be. I love that. Love that about him. Love that about his content. Give me like 1 second to check something really fast. I'm on Crunchyroll.com and I have very wandering eyes. And so I'm like looking at things and I'm like, did something, and I'm wondering right now, I'm like, please tell me that something that I have been wanting for months. I was like, did it sell out? Did it sell out? Please don't tell me that it's okay. Good, it didn't sell out. Sorry, I'm just on Crunchyroll.com and I'm like looking at all this stuff, all of these like vinyl that they have and things of that nature, and I'm just like, I was looking at one, excuse me, and I was like, is this sold out? Sorry. When I just open up Crunchyroll, it's just like, I gotta take a peek. I gotta look at it. Gotta look. Going back to Akira Toriyama. Dragon Ball Super. I mean, it's kind of like, more or less more of fun Dragon Ball adventures with Goku and things of that nature. I just wish it was a little bit better, but I can't really complain about it. To be honest with you, I stopped watching it a long time ago, like I think before the pandemic, so it's been a minute. I ironically enough have like a lot of the series on DVD, but it feels like it's a bootleg. But again, I love Dragon Ball. I love Dragon Ball Z as well. Hold on, let me look up Dragon Ball Super. When I was, again, right, I grew up with no internet, and I had to buy, like, all this stuff. I had to buy everything, not online, excuse me. I had to buy everything because I couldn't, like, stream it. We got Netflix towards the end of, like, my high school senior year. So it was just one of those things that I never really had some of this stuff, and it was just like, okay, now I understand why I didn't get, like, the legit copies of it. But it's like, you know what? Dragon Ball Super right now on Blu-ray, $19. I think that's what I paid for the DVD version of it. But the DVD version, of it feels like it's a bootleg. Regardless. Dragon Ball Super, super fucking awesome. I was maybe not super fucking awesome, but like better anime than I thought. Also, I didn't realize Dragon Ball Super Superhero, the one with the new movie, I saw it in theaters, by the way, with Gohan and Piccolo, that new movie, that one got a 4K Blu-ray release. I'm not that big of a fan of it. I'm a big fan of the new Broly movie, and I'm like, did that one get a 4K? No, it didn't. It's just Blu-ray DVD. And I was like, this movie, The Broly, the Dragon Ball Super Broly movie, probably the best movie in the fucking series. I mean, it was released in 2019, so that probably explains it. But I'm like, that movie probably should get a 4K Blu-ray release, because that's probably the best movie in the series. Anyways. What else do I got to say? I just lost my train of thought. I'm also just... I'm just checking out Crunchyroll. I'm like, does Crunchyroll have anything that I want? They have like this new vinyl, right? Crunchyroll has this new vinyl of like Naruto. And they have Naruto Symphonic Experience. I was like, what is this? What is this? Apparently, it's a cinema concert for Naruto. And I kind of want to see what it's all about. And I kind of want to listen to it. So I guess we'll probably listen to a little bit of it. Because I'm just like, hey, why not? Going back to... Akira. Hold on. Excuse me. I'm like going back to Akira Toriyama. As I'm hacking up a lung. It's kind of hard to put into... I mean, it's just like, I'm on Crunchyroll.com, right? And I'm browsing through all this stuff. You know, all these movies, all these TV shows. I'm looking at the vinyl. I'm looking at my cart, right? Two of my favorite animes to ever exist. IGPX, The Immortal Grand Prix. This is a, like, American... made anime that's actually quite good. It just got like a HD remaster. I mean, it's great. I love the anime. It's essentially a big mech racing anime. It's awesome. IGPX, it got a new edition. And then you have Digimon Adventure 2, one of my favorite TV shows ever. Like, two of my favorite TV shows are coming out in May. IGPX and Digimon. And when I'm looking at and I'm watching the cover art for it, like, all I can see is the influence that Dragon Ball Z had on it. And then also I was looking at Kenichi as well, because all these animes are getting, Jesus Christ, Kenichi is super suggestive with the blonde. My God. But all I see is, like, with all of these animes is how inspired they were by Dragon Ball and by Dragon Ball Z specifically. It's very, like, sorry for all this squeaking and stuff like that. That's my chair, and then it's like my microphone is squeaking now. Sorry, there we go. But it's like, all I can see now when it comes to all of these anime is just how inspired it was via Dragon Ball Z, via Akira Toriyama, via his efforts. And then also, I kind of mentioned this, I didn't have anything planned for obviously talking about Akira Toriyama's death, because I didn't even know that it was happening, because nobody knew until like a couple of hours ago, so I'm kind of doing this off the cuff. But to kind of like go back to my high school days and stuff like that, one video game also I loved, and I think it was in high school, because I bought a lot of video games on my PS Vita that I still own and that I still have. And a couple of days ago, when I was going through ROMs and stuff like that, and I was viewing ROMs, I was, or not ROMs, but I was looking at the games on my PSP to figure out which games I wanted ROMs for or whatever. Like, when I was doing that a couple of days ago, I was looking through my PS Vita and trying to figure out which games I wanted and which games I needed, because I'll just play my PS Vita for certain other games. But in high school, I played and bought Chrono Trigger on my PS Vita, which is like, it's this PSP port that they ported to the Vita of a PS1 game, by the way. It's like three ports. And I remember looking at the intro of that video game. and being like, oh, the guy that made Dragon Ball Z made this intro, which was correct. If you haven't played or seen Chrono Trigger, and you may not know what I'm talking about, essentially what happened for the video game Chrono Trigger, which has multiple releases. It has an S... Hold on. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. It has an SNES release, it has a PlayStation Run release, and it has multiple different releases after that. Like, I think it got released on the Game Boy Advance, and it also got released on, like, the Nintendo DS. I think the Nintendo DS is a really popular version of that video game. It's a really popular version, or port, excuse me, of that video game. But has a lot of different editions. The scenes in which I'm talking about, the intro scenes in which I'm talking about, are and were the scenes post PlayStation 1 release, where you have Chrono and he's fighting a bunch of monsters and things of that nature, and it's all animated in that Dragon Ball Z style. And again, Chrono in the video game, or specifically, excuse me, in the intro to the video game, has his hairstyle be essentially of that of, like, Gohan, but he also has, like, the face of Goku. But his hair is also red. So it's a little bit of a trip when it comes to watching Chrono kind of through the first couple of sequences of the video game. It's really weird. But people are also bringing up, when it comes to Akira Toriyama, of course, that not only did he work on one of the greatest anime series of all time, excuse me, that's incorrect. He did not work on one of the greatest anime series of all time. He was the creator of one of the greatest anime series of all time. And also he worked on Chrono Trigger, and he created that intro sequence for Chrono Trigger, which is a great game. It's a fantastic game. It's super fun. I haven't played it in probably a decade at this point, and it's just like, now I kind of do. I have my PS Vita. It's charged up. I'm like, maybe I should play it. Why not? I got nothing better to do. But Chrono Trigger, and just, I mean, ugh, gosh. You know, what is it like? People always say, like, I'm not really sad today. You know, I'm not really sad today. I'm not really sad right now. Because it's like Akira Toriyama, and I feel like some people are kind of like relating to this, or can relate to this, I guess, in a little bit. It's like Akira Toriyama, literally his entire life was just, and his creation specifically, were literally just like fuel for good memories for me. Like, they were at the core center of a lot of good memories for me at home in high school, when I had really a lot of reasons to have a lot of bad memories and a lot of bad things and stuff like that. And it's just like Akira Toriyama's creations were at the root of a lot of my happiness in high school. And I think that's really the reality that a lot of people have with Akira Toriyama. It's like, yeah, like I guess he also worked on Dragon Age as well. Or Dragon Quest, not Dragon Age, excuse me. I never played Dragon Quest. I still haven't. But I'm not sure. Apparently he not only died. I mean, he didn't die. I guess I'm just like, I'm reading the official announcement. He didn't die today. He died 7 days ago, which is perfectly fine. In the sense of, like, I don't need to know. I'm not his family, you know? It's a lot harder for them. As somebody who's lost a lot of relatives, it's like, you know, I can sympathize with that. Lost a lot of relatives, like, recently. It's like, I don't need to know that he passed 7 days ago. Like, I don't need to know immediately, you know what I mean? It's not really my business. It's his family's business. But for them, it's got to be terrible, obviously. For them. But for me personally speaking, I mean, it's just, I'm not going to be performative about it. I'm not going to be like, I'm saddened by it. I'm happy that, you know what, if there's anything that like life has taught me, it's kind of like you have to take the good with the bad. And it's like, even though he's gone, I'm still happy that he was alive and he created the things that he created and helped create the things that he helped create, because my life would be infinitely worse without Dragon Ball Z and Chrono Trigger as well. I mean, Chrono Trigger, as much as I don't really talk about it and as much as it's not my favorite game of all time, it is one of my favorite games. It is one of my favorite games ever. It's just whenever I think about that game, and I beat it, so I have like the New Game Plus version of it. Whenever I think about that game, I always think to myself that I'm afraid to go back and play it because I feel like it can't live up to how good it was. Because Chrono Trigger is considered to be one of the greatest video games of all time, if you don't know like the history of it. And so I haven't played it in years because I'm like, is it really still one of the greatest video games of all time? Is it still like, is it still that good of a game? And it's just like, I don't know. I haven't played it yet, but I would assume so. It's just, I'm always afraid that, you know how like sometimes when you grow up and you look at some of the stuff that you were watching as a kid and you go back as an adult and you're like, wow, that wasn't very good, you know? I feel like that's maybe what's going to happen if I play Chrono Trigger again. But at the exact same time, it's like, I don't think so. It's this very weird conundrum that I'm in. I don't know. I think to some degree, it is sad, obviously, that he's passed. But at the exact same time, I'm satisfied. My opinion, my perspective probably doesn't really matter that much because I'm not somebody that's close to him, but it's like, I mean, I'm satisfied with what he did and what he created. I probably was satisfied with what he did and what he created 20 years ago. I don't think he needed to create Dragon Ball Super, and then he goes back and he creates easily the best movie in the series, one of the better series. I think Dragon Ball Super, I haven't seen Dragon Ball I think Dragon Ball Super is better than Dragon Ball. I think it's easily better than Dragon Ball GT, my God. But, yikes. I don't know. It's a very weird feeling to have, like, the creator of your core, of, like, a core of a lot of things that you, like, loved and admired as, like, a teenager die. But also, like, having a appreciation for, like, such a deep appreciation for, like, what he created that it's just, like, I'm perfectly fine, like, mentally right now. But it's still sad. That's still sad, I guess. But it's just, his resume is unbelievable. It's insane. It really is. Dragon Ball Z, Chrono Trigger, and Dragon Quest. I didn't play Dragon Quest, but still, unbelievable. Anyways, I'm peacing out. I'll see you not tomorrow. I'll see you on Tuesday. I have a new schedule now where it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I'll be back. We'll kind of have a normal podcast, a normal Music Matters podcast next Thursday. Anyways, I'm peacing out. 24's Podcast.